Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Aleph. We are up to Siv Chav Gimel. We are on page 160. The Mechaber says in Siv Chav Gimel, Habonim Yotzim Bezogin Ha'arugim Lohem Biksusim. The boys can go out with the bells that are sewn into their garments. The Rama says, Pirish Kamin Pa'amonim Ketarim. They're small decorative bells, so you're allowed to go out with these bells sewn onto your garments. Avalim Einam Arugim Lo, but if they're not sewn on, you cannot go out with the bells. Velo Mahani Hodu Mechuber Laksus. The Rama says, it doesn't help that which is attached to the garment, Rak Bedover Shedarko Lios Mechuber Sham. Only something that it's normal to have it attached, so then it's okay if it's attached. Avalim Chiber Sham Dover Shein Darko Bekach. But if you attach something to a garment that's not normally it's there to be attached, that's going to be Aser. Continues the Rama, Va'usan Igulin Yerukim Shegazra Hamalchus Shekol Yehudi Yisa Echem Hemeksuso. And those yellow badges that the Malchus was goes there, that all Jews have to wear them on their garments. Mutter lotzeis behem afilu eino tofer b'ksuso. You're allowed to go out with those yellow badges, those yellow stars, even if they are not sewn onto your garments. Rak mechuber shem tzas. Even if they're only attached a little bit through, let's say, a needle, so a little pin, that's going to be enough. It doesn't have to be sewn on. V'chein mutter lotzeis b'mitpachas shem mekanchim bo ha'af. And so too you can go out with some kind of handkerchief, shekorin pitzulit, in mechuber laksus, if it's attached to the garment, you can go out with that handkerchief. V'hodu mutter lotzeis bizagin ha'arugim, and that which the mechaber started off and said, you can go out with the bells that are attached and sewn onto the garment, davka she'ein bahen inbal. It's davka if they don't have the thing that bangs inside, v'ein mashmi'in kol, and it does not make any noise. So we're talking over here just decorative bells, not bells that are making noise. So then if it is sewn on, that's when the Mechaber says you are allowed to go out on Shabbos without an Erev with these bells. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ayin Tes, Harugim Lahem. Again, going on the first point of the Banim that are going out with the Zogim that are sewn onto their garments. Since they are sewn on, we're not concerned that maybe they'll fall off and you'll come to carry them. Vafilu imheim zogim shel zahav. Even if these bells are made out of gold, she'enu osri elul of nemalachim. They're really only made for princes, for wealthy people, and you're not wealthy. Gam kein lo chayshinan dilma mechaychi alei. We're not worried that someone's going to get laughed at. Va'osri la'asri be other one. Therefore, because they're laughing at him, he's going to take it off and carry it with his hands. Kevon shu aruk. Since l'maisa it is sewn on, it is mutter even if these bells are fancy bells that are normally worn only by wealthy people. But the Mechaber told us, if they are not sewn on, you cannot go out with these bells. What do you mean go out with them if not attached? How are you going out with them? So it means if they're not sewn on, it's not allowed, even if they are tied onto the garment. Certainly if it's a bell that's around one's neck, the Aser Lotzeis is Aser to go out with it, whether it is tied on or it is hanging from one's neck. The chayshinan dilma mifsuk me'aksus, because then we are worried it might break off of the garment, omet savaru, or from your neck, v'asri la'asuya, and you're going to come to carry it. The kol shekein im heim shel zohav, certainly if these bells that are not sewn on properly are made out of gold, certainly there's a concern. The chayshinan dilma mechaychi alei, because then we are concerned that maybe you'll get laughed at. Lachziko kayuaron, people will think that you're being gaivedik by wearing these fancy expensive things. De'eino asri el ashirim, because these gold bells are really only made for the wealthy. Va'asri litlon v'la'asri biyad. And the concern is you might take off the bells that are not sewn on and you might come to carry it in your hand. V'kasu betosas b'shem ha'riva. The tosas brings down b'shem ha'riva. Da'afilu banim ketanim, even young children. She'eino ashirim, who are not wealthy. Asurim lotzeis bezug shel zohav. She'eino orug b'ksus. They cannot go out with the gold bells if they're not sewn onto the garments. Or the ones that are hanging around the neck are also asur. We worry people are going to laugh at them. And even if the kids are not so worried about people laughing at them, or maybe they don't chap, but the father for sure chaps, and the father will worry he's going to take them off. The concern is the father is going to come to carry these gold bells. Four amos in Rishus Arabim, Ve'viam Hamagin Avram Ve'Yirab, and this is brought down by the Magin Avram and Ve'Yirab. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei Aleph on page 160, the second to last line. The Rama told us the rules that this, that something is tied onto a garment, you're allowed to wear the garment outside. When it's sewn on, rather, you're allowed to wear it outside. That's only by something that's normally to have sewn on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dahainu Kagon Zug. Like these bells that we're discussing, Shadera Chaya Bizmanem, it was normal in their days, Lios Bechol HaBegodim Lanoi, they had these bells attached to their garments for beauty. Lekach Shari Ba'arug, therefore if it is sewn on, you're allowed to wear it outside. Shelo Gazru Atu Enu Arig, they did not make Xavier that don't wear the bells, the ornamental bells that are sewn on, because you might come to wear them when they're not sewn on, they're only tied on, and that's Taka going to be us, sir. We don't make this Xavier. Why? Kevan shehu noy la beged, since it is a beauty of the beged, lo hitrichu chazal lahafsid oso ulehiskanos. Chazal did not require you to lose that beauty and to walk around in a more gnaidic way without these ornamental bells on your garment. So since they are normally worn, sewn onto the garment, if they're sewn on, we don't make exera. Don't wear the ones that are sewn on, because you'll wear the ones that are not sewn on, which are taka problem. We don't make that exera. So that's what the Rambam means when he says that it only helps when they're sewn on, when it's something that is its derech to be sewn on. But if you attach something that's not normally there, it's still going to be usher. Says in Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Pei Beis, as we turn to page Pei Aleph, Hainu degazru mechuber atu enu mechuber. They made a gzeira on these things that are not normally attached on, that if you attach them, it's going to be usher, because you might come to use them in a way that is improper when it's not sewn on. Look at the Mordechai over there who ends off. The Efshar de Bechlal Masuihu, V'chiyuv Chatas Nami Yeshbazeh. It's possible that not only is it awesome in the Rabbana that you might wear it in the improper way, but it also is possible that it would be considered a load and there will be an Issa Daraisa and a Chiyuv Chatas by attaching these things that are not normally attached to a garment. De'enu Bata Lagabi HaBeged. Because these items that you're attaching to the garment are not normally attached to the garment, and therefore they're not bottle. Kevin Shein Darko Bakal, since that's not the normal way. V'chein mashma b'tshuvas harashma shuvah beis Yosef, so too is it mashma, and the tshuvas harashma brought down the beis Yosef, shekol dover, she'ein tzorech lahabegin. Any item that is not a need of the garment, v'ein tashmish lahabegin, and it's not servicing the garment, eino bottle lagabi habegin, it's not considered nullified to the begin, v'arehu ki'ilu motzian levado below habegin v'chayiv, and it's as if you are taking the item out alone without the garment, you're chayiv. So even if you sew this thing onto the garment, if it's not the normal way to have it, so that is going to be a problem. I'd like to pause for a moment to see the Bir Halacha, the last Bir Halacha on page 160. Going on this Ramah, something that it's normal to tie on is going to be mutter. The Bir Halacha says, V'alkein mutter lotzes. V'alkein, therefore, mutter lotzes v'kisen atfurim b'habegin. That's why we are allowed to wear pants that have pockets that are sewn into them. V'chein bekaftor, and so too by hoods, shetalui bebeget shemechasa rosha b'shas hagashamim. You're allowed to wear a jacket that has a hood attached to it, because it's normally attached, and therefore it's considered part of the garment like these bells. So pockets, hoods, those are all going to be mutter. If you look at note number 63, across from page Pei Aleph, he writes, V'afke sheyotze imo shelo b'shas hagashamim. You're wearing your shein coat with the hood attached to it, even when it's not a time of rain. V'eino mechasa as rosho. You're not attaching it to your head. You're not covering your head with it. And Nishmas Adam writes, B'shem d'or zaruah shekevan shu chelek mehabeged. Since it's considered part of the beged, mutter lotzeis imo. You can walk out carrying it, not a problem. V'af im kova hageshem eino mechuber la beged elei adei lulos o ruchsin. And even if the hood is not attached except with some little hooks or a zipper, the Nishmas Adam writes, Anixos HaShulchan, Shim Ein Lochus Sheyipo, if you're not worried it's going to fall off on its own, Mutter Lotzeisbo, you can go out with that hood that is zippered onto your raincoat. Shekevan Shederach HaOlam Lasos Es HaMalbush Beofenzeh, since that's the normal way that they make these coats, Dai Afilu B'chibur Muat, it's fine even if it's only attached in a minor way. As long as there's no concern it's going to fall off on its own, you might come to carry it, but it's attached, that's going to be fine. You don't have to be wearing the hood. So that is the din by hoods and pockets. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Pei Gimel. The Rama says that the yellow badges that the Goyish of Malchus is making the Jews wear, you are allowed to go out with them on Shabbos, even if they are not sewn onto the garment, they're only attached with a pin, it's going to be fine. Says the Mishabura, the Choshev Malbush, that's considered a garment. Kevan Shederach Lotseis Bo Kol Yemei HaShavua, since that's the normal way to go out the whole week. Velo Chayshinan Dilma Yisbayesh V'shokilei V'osil Asir. We're not worried that you might get embarrassed and you'll take it off and you'll come to carry it. She'emus Malchus Olav, you're scared of the government and therefore you're not taking off that Jewish star. We're also not worried that if it falls off, if it rips, you're going to come to carry it. Like the bells that are not sewn on, they're only tied on. There we are worried. Here we're not worried. If it's not chashiv, it falls off, you'll just leave it. You'll get another one when you get home. You're not worried that it's expensive, and therefore we're not worried you're going to come to pick it up. Sivkotan pay dalit. The Ramah then said, you're allowed to go outside with some kind of handkerchief that you use for your nose, if it is sewn onto the garment. Says the Mishnah Berura Peidalot in Mechuber, Kam Bo'inan Sheyia Mi Bo'od Yom Tofer Heitev Laksus. When it comes to this handkerchief, so then we require that from before Shabbos is already sewn on well to the garment. O Al Koponim Sheyia Tofer B'Shtei Techifos, or at least it should be sewn on with two stitches. Da'oz Havi Kemo Arig Yachad. Then it's like they're sewn together with Kanal B'Reish Asif. The ilav hochi, if they're not sewn on at least with the two stitches, chayshinon dilma mifsek vasi lasir, we're worried it might fall off and you might come to carry it. Kemo bezagim, like by the bells, this handkerchief we're assuming right now was a dover choshev like the bells, and if it falls off, you might come to carry it, therefore it has to be sewn on well. The afagav dehu dover she'eno lo malbush velo tachshit. So why is it mutter to have it attached to your garment? Lamaisa, it's not a garment, it's not an adornment, why is it mutter? Mikomokom lo choshev kebasui. Still says the Chavetz Chaim, it's not considered a load. The derech hoya bizmaneim litvor came back sus. That was the way in the olden days to attach handkerchiefs to the garment. Hilkach batel hu lagabe beged. Since it's normal, that is considered nullified to the garment. Lefiza, according to this, bizmaneim nowadays she'ein derech lios hapatzelet tofer babeged, where it's not normal to have a handkerchief attached and sewn to your garments. So then if you sew it, lo batel hu lagabe beged v'aser. So even if you attach it, it's not considered batel to the garment, and it's aser. V'chein kasav b'sefer zichru taras Moshe, so writes the sefer zichru taras Moshe, u b'sefer mata asher. So that is reason number one why it's mutter. Even if you consider a davar chashuv, if it's the derech, it's going to be mutter. That was in the olden days. Nowadays, that heter would not apply. Reason number two, v'yesha kasav, the reason why it's mutter is, Lefisha Patzalet, who davar she'enu choshev, they hold fakirt, it's considered very not choshev, and therefore, batel hu legabi haksus kishetofer bo. Therefore, since it's so not choshev, it's considered nullified to the garment that it is sewn to and it is mutter. No 66, they bring down from a Moshe, a davar pashet, ach im tzorech hashimush b'mitpachas yesh lafridu mehaksus. If in order to use this handkerchief with your nose, you're going to have to detach it from the garment, so Moshe says, obviously, sha'af l'dei azu, eina mitbachas b'teil l'aksus v'asher l'aseisba. Obviously, that's not considered a bottle, you can't go out with it. It's only talking about a handkerchief that's in a position somehow that you could use it while it's still sewn on without removing it. So then, we have these two tzad and three matir. Either it's considered a davar chashuv, but it was a normal way to wear the garment, so it's bottle to the garment. Or, fakert, it's so not chashuv, and therefore, it is bottle to the garment no matter what. Ukshira ba'amu laksus ola hachagor. But if one wants to just tie on the handkerchief to his garment or to his belt, afilu ksharu mibodyom, even if he ties it on from before Shabbos, bekesher shakayom with a permanent knot, gam kein oser lotzeisbo. You can't go out with it. It has to be sewed on. It can't be tied on. Why? Kevan she'enu choger asmo ba'patzala. Since you're not using that as your belt, you're just attaching it to your belt, that is not allowed. Humisha rotza lios hapatzalet imo. One who wants to have this handkerchief with him, velo tefaru laksus mibodyom. He didn't do what he was supposed to do, which is to sew it on from before Shabbos. And now it's Shabbos and he wants to carry it out with him. Ein lo heter shiyasa ato mimenu kein chagor lachkorbu. You can't go ahead and make your handkerchief into another belt on its own. Kevan shiyesh lo chagor belafochi. You already have one belt. You can't make the handkerchief into another belt. V'chagora agabi chagora aser. One belt on another belt. You can wear one garment on another garment, because that's normally the derech, to stay warm. You put on extra layers, but you don't wear one belt on another belt, like we'll see later. Kidla kamon, v'sif lamed vav. So what's the etza? El yechabir rosh ha-patzalet b'rosh ha-chagora. You will rather attach the head of the handkerchief to the head of the belt, ba'aniva, in a bow, which you're allowed to make on Shabbos, v'hiya ka-chagora aruka. And that would be like a long belt. Picture you have not a leather belt where it's hard to attach things with an aniva, but you have a gartel, thank you very much. You have a gartel going around you, so that's something that you could tie on with an aniva that will be permissible. That you just extended your gartel, that's mutter. V'yachkor atzmo bo kol zman sholei barachov, and then you'll tie that around you and you'll wear it as your belt as you go into the street. That'll be a mutter way to carry it out. V'yeshma achronon shemefakfakim, as there are achronim that take issue even with that eitzah. V'sovim, and they hold shekesher she'eno shekayama lo mahani lozeh. They say a bow that's a kesher she'eno shekayama, not a lasting knot, is not going to help. The alkane, and therefore the chadchila toglasos eitzah zogu from erev Shabbos. The best is to do this eitzah from before Shabbos. The yikshirenu bekesher shal kayama la'achagora barosh. You should attach it to the gartel with a permanent knot by the heads. The yichoshev kechagora aruka. That way, it will be considered like one long chagora, one long belt. La'achgor ba b'Shabbos, that you can wear as a belt on Shabbos. Sivkotan pehei. Again, on the handkerchief, we said if it's mechuber laksus, it's mutter. V'dafka laksus, dafka, if it is attached and sewn on from before Shabbos to your garment. Aval, im tefaru l'chagora einamol, but to sew it onto your belt from before Shabbos, that does not help. De'enu bata l'gabe chagora, it's not considered nullified to the chagora. El im ken yitferenu berosh ha'chagora v'yachor atzmo bovel kanal. Unless you do the eitzah we just mentioned, hey, you tie it attached to the end and you make it actually part of the belt, only that's mutter, but stam to sew it on for Shabbos, that would not be allowed. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sivchav Dalin, Yotzin b'mine asovim shekoshrim osam baksharim v'solin osam l'refua. You're allowed to go out with these grasses or herbs that are sewn together in a bundle that sick people wear them around their necks for refua. That is mutter to go out with. The Mishabura says in Zivkotam Pevav, Duhu gamkein bichlal kamiya mumcha. Now, Mr. Hashem, in the next year, Siv Chafei, we're going to have a lengthy discussion about a kamiya, about an amulet. A mumcha means a professional amulet, one that works. So we're going to see the hetayr and how you're allowed to wear that out. So an amulet sometimes is something in writing, and sometimes it's made from different herbs. So over here, that's what we're saying. Du gam kein bechlal kamea mumcha, that's also included in the category of kamea mumcha. Kedi isa lakamam besif chafei, like we'll see next time in the next sif. The echad kamea shel ksav, whether it's an amulet of writing. The echad kamea shel ikarin, or whether it's an amulet of grass or roots or different kinds of herbs. That's all the same thing. And it's considered v'tachshed hu la'chole ke'echa mimabusha. For a sick person, that is considered an adornment like one of his clothing. V'ayin l'kamoa m'siv chafei mosa nikro kamea mumcha. We'll see next time in Mitzvah Hashem when exactly a kamea is labeled a kamea mumcha and it's allowed to be worn out on Shabbos. But a kamea, again, could be either in ksav that we'll see, but next time, or the Mechaber says in Chavdalet, it's made out of asavim. If it's for a chole to get healed, that also will be permissible. We'll stop here and in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see chafei next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.